Welcome to today's Word of Life study. Devotionals to shine a light in the lives of believers and strengthen belonging to Jesus. Published by Grace Communion International, UK and Ireland.
The blood of Christ. In Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13, New King James Version. In God's plan, the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Revelation 13:8. This is also confirmed in 1 Peter 1:18-20. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, but with precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world. I'm reminded of the power of Jesus' blood when I sing the song, "There is power in the blood of the Lamb." What does the power of Jesus' blood mean for us? Jesus' blood washes our sins. Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and made us kings and priests to his God and Father. Revelation 1:5-6. Our conscience is also purged. In the Old Testament, the blood of animals was sprinkled to atone for sins. This was but a shadow of the blood of the Lord Jesus. The book of Hebrews reveals they are an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered were not able to clear the conscience of the worshipper. Hebrews 9:9, NIV. But Jesus' blood has the power to do this. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 9:14, KJV. Jesus made a covenant in his blood. We now participate in taking bread and wine as recorded in Matthew 26:27-28. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Did you know Jesus' blood speaks to us? But you have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Hebrews 12:22-24. His blood is precious, exceedingly precious, shed to wash the sin of the world. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Let us then approach the throne of grace boldly, for the blood of Jesus has brought us unto the Father of grace and mercy, that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in time of need. Let us pray. Abba Father, you poured the precious blood of your beloved Son to give us eternal life by blotting out our sins. I love and praise you for the grace showered upon us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We hope you enjoyed today's Word of Life study. It was presented by Deborah Glenister and written by Natu Moti, who is the deacon of the Birmingham Congregation of Grace Communion International.